بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancer's tumor, Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
The following is a part of the speech delivered by Imam Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, in a meeting with the heads of Iran's three branches of government and a number of current and former government officials. The meeting took place in the Imam Khomeini Husseiniya on April 3, 2024. The Quran states, "Except for those who repent and make amends." Chapter 2, verse 160. In several places in the Quran, repent is followed by and make amends. Now, in one section, make amends is also followed by and clarify, chapter 2, verse 160. And in another section, it is followed by and hold fast to God, chapter 4, verse 146. In other words, repentance and turning back must be accompanied by making amends. When we do something that is wrong and then turn back and seek forgiveness from Almighty God, we must also work toward removing the effects and consequences of that wrongdoing.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
What is meant by a wrongdoing is not a misconduct according to the jurisprudential rulings that is done without intent. We are referring to actions that are morally bad or wrong, like personal wrongdoings. For example, backbiting, lying, and slandering are all wrongdoings. When we repent, we must make amends and correct matters. We must remove the effects and repercussions that are a result of that wrongful action. We must fix the consequences of our mistake. The exact same process is applicable to social issues. The Quran then states, "Plead with your Lord for forgiveness, then turn to Him penitently. He will send copious rain for you from the sky and add power to your present power." Chapter 11, verse 52. Don't you agree that we want a strong country? Don't you agree we aspire to be strong? Very well, He will add power to your present power. Istighfar and repentance strengthens you. This means turning back from our transgressions. Transgressions weaken us, but turning back from our transgressions strengthens us. He will add power to your present power. It is like this in all matters, both in personal matters and in social matters.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done for me through all my years. I've been lost. You guided me. You've done for me through all my years. God to me.